and we pulled our credit reports and we reviewed our credit reports. So I knew that Tyler had some financial setbacks because clearly his credit report showed that. However, we had a big bump just about 3 months prior to getting married where I discovered financial infidelity.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. Last show, we went over how important it is to know your numbers. But today, we're looking at the reality of being open and transparent with each other. Financial infidelity can be devastating to your relationship and money. A recent survey found that 6% of Americans keep a secret bank account or credit card from their spouse. 1 in 5 in that same survey said they spent $500 or more without their spouse knowing. There are different reasons for someone to have these accounts or spend that money. But if you want to work through this, you want to keep your marriage and fix your finances, it's going to take some work. You have to address the root cause and come up with a way to reestablish the trust. Ty and Talat McNeely went through this as they were planning their wedding.
It was day one.
It was right before our marriage.
We were having the conversations about money ahead of being married. And so our personalities came out. I was the natural spender. I was reckless. I had a bunch of debt. I didn't have a clue at the time. And on the other hand, Ty is a natural saver. She was working in financial services, perfect credit. My credit was messed up. So it was kind of pretty apparent that we were on two different playing fields when it came to the topic of personal finance. And we knew we had to figure it out if we wanted to win.
Yeah, we must mention, too, that in the beginning, we sat down with our pastor to have premarital counseling. And she asked all the right questions. And he answered it just like I thought that he should. And I answered just like he thought that I should. And we pulled our credit reports and we reviewed our credit reports. So I knew that Tyler had some financial setbacks because clearly his credit report showed that. However, we had a big bump just about 3 months prior to getting married where I discovered financial infidelity.
Most people, when they hear financial infidelity, their guard goes up. Here's someone going behind the back of a person they love, being reckless with money. But as Ty probed and asked questions, she began seeing some of the reasons to Talat's behavior.
And I discovered that he wasn't as transparent as he should have been before we got married about his finances, because he was trying to handle it all. He was trying to pay it all, pay down his entire debt before we got married. So, I mean, he was working more than one job. He was delivering pizzas and working a full-time job at the time. So I just thought, I saw a go-getter. I saw someone that was determined. And I was just pumped about it. I was excited. But little did I know that he was working these multiple jobs so he can pay off this debt that I was unaware of before we got married.
Well, I would say I was a reformed spender. And I was at the point as an individual to where I kind of had an awakening that the way I was going about money was all wrong. And I knew that I needed to make a change. And so I was at the point where I was ashamed of all of the debt that I had acquired. And here I am about to embark on a marriage, a new life. And I didn't want to bring these old bad decisions that I made into the marriage. So my thinking was, well, I just got to hustle up and try to figure out how to get rid of the debt. And I can't tell her this because she'll look at me differently. She won't think I'm the guy that I built myself up to be. You know, When we were having these money talks, now that we're engaged, you know, I meant what I was saying. I was starting to understand money a little bit better. But the problem was I was still had to deal with my past mistakes. They were still right there in front of me. There were still bills and bill collectors that I'm dealing with. All that was there because of the decisions that I had made previously. So my thought, which was an incorrect thought, was I can't tell her because she won't look at me the same. She might not marry me because, you know, Ty, like I said, she's all about it. She's all in when it comes to personal finance. And I was a mess.
Even though she had a better understanding of what was happening and knew his intentions were good, it was still difficult to process.
I felt like my world came crashing. You know, I felt like trust. Like, oh, wow, can I trust him? Because here it is. He was not completely honest with me. I just had a lot of emotions going on, especially in my mind, on what to do. until I realized, hey, he's a good man. His money issues had nothing to do with him, of how he treated me. He treated me like a queen, like my father always taught me. So I knew that as long as we came together on one accord, that, hey, we can do this. And if it wasn't for the fact that, as I mentioned, that I saw determination in my husband, I saw that he was willing to change. I saw habits of his changing. He was reading different financial books and stuff like that. It was very encouraging. So what we did, we had a long talk and we had to lay all our cards out. We had to be completely honest with each other. Now that some of the financial infidelity was uncovered, he had to tell me everything about his past financially. So, and I had to do the same. So once we maintained that, then we were able to work together and come up with a plan on how we can handle our finances.
Ty and Talat have done a fantastic job developing a system that plays to their strengths and lets them celebrate their marriage as a team.
I'm the one that goes through our bank accounts, whether it's daily or every other day and things like that. But we both sit down and we both do the budget. We have meetings, financial meetings together. We talk about expenses that are coming up that need to get paid. But as far as the one that's going to the bank handling like the different transactions, I do that.
One of the most important things that we did was we decided that we were in this together. Mm-hmm. We were married. We were one. There wasn't any, for a lack of a better term, his and her money. And there wasn't any his and her debt. It was our debt. And Ty came on and shouldered it and said, you know what? It's not your debt anymore. This is our. Let's make a plan for us to figure out how we can get out of debt. Mm-hmm. And that verbiage and that language, it changed the game because it showed that we were going to be operating as a team. It wasn't going to be any individuals. Again, you can't operate individualistically in any area of your marriage, and especially not your financial arena. You have to work together. You all have to play on the same team.
Special thanks to Ty and Talat for sharing their story. If you want to hear more about their amazing journey, please check out His and Her Money. They have videos, a podcast, articles, you name it. Wonderful resource, beautiful family, love them. And I want to say thank you. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Every tweet, Facebook like, rating, and review gets the word out. Thank you so much for your support. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.